Dial-A-Doc program brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. And joining us here today, a breast health nurse navigator at FHN, Jessica Harweger, is with us here today. Hey, Jess, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me here today. We all know that it is, apparently it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month now here in October. Jess, explain why breast health is such an important topic.
Sure. Awareness surrounding breast cancer is incredibly important, as the early detection that we do through screening can catch breast cancer in its early stages when it's most treatable, which is often long before it can be felt. Breast cancer is the second most common cancer amongst American women, second only to skin cancers. In the United States, 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer during her lifetime. Again, it just brings back the importance of that screening. So I feel like a lot of emphasis also tends to go to family history for good reason, as having a strong family history of breast cancer does increase risk and often changes screening recommendations. But I think it's important to note that 3 out of every 4 women diagnosed with breast cancer has had no family history of the disease, so are not considered at high risk.
Wow. What kind of tests are done at FHN Women's Diagnostic Center, Jess?
We perform digital mammograms, breast ultrasounds, breast MRI. We also do genetic testing in the Women's Diagnostic Center if it's recommended by our radiologists.
And what are the recommendations? How often should a woman have a mammogram?
The American College of Radiology and the Society of Breast Imaging, they both recommend starting screening mammograms annually at age 40. A lot of people may have heard varying recommendations around this, other guidelines, but in the interest of early detection and best outcomes, annual screening beginning at age 40 is the approach that saves the most lives. Having a family history of breast cancer can also affect these recommendations. So if close family members have been diagnosed before age 50, then starting before age 40 can be recommended. Always reach out to your healthcare provider if you have questions regarding these recommendations.
You mentioned that breast MRI is also offered at FHN. Can you describe what that is?
MRI is a little different, tool than a mammogram. It uses high-powered magnets to produce images. It's an additional tool that can be used to further evaluate abnormalities that we may see on mammograms or ultrasounds. It can also be recommended as a screening tool in women at a higher risk for breast cancer, but the breast MRI is a complementary test to the mammogram and can't be used as a standalone screening tool.
We're talking with the breast health nurse navigator at FHN. Jess Harweger is with us here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Jess, what about genetic testing? I've heard about that, and tell us about it, and when is it recommended?
Yeah, genetic testing can be for people who want to know more about their risk of developing a cancer or why it might be common in their family. This is done as a blood draw. It tests for inherited genetic mutations that can significantly increase the lifetime risk of developing cancers. Patients often ask, why would they do this? Why would they want to know? About 3% of breast cancers can be attributed to inherited mutations. You may have heard of the BRCA1 or BRCA2 genes. Those fall into there. And awareness of this information can change your screening recommendations and management. It might also be information you want to share with family members if that's something you would choose to do.
And Jess, I know that this is we've been talking about women here and breast cancer, but breast cancer is not 100% just attributable to women. Is that right?
That's correct. About 1% of all breast cancer cases are male breast cancers.
And what about making an appointment for a mammogram at FHN? How could folks do that?
Mammograms can be scheduled by calling our central scheduling department. Their number is 815-599-6860. We have appointments as early as 6:30 a.m. We also have Saturday and Sunday appointments available. I think it's Mondays and Wednesdays. We have evening appointments that go as late as 6 p.m.
And Jess, if people want to find out more information about what we talked about today and the fact that, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is now here in October, where can people find out more information?
You can always find out more at FHN.org. Always ask your healthcare provider if you have specific questions about your risk of breast cancer or these screening examinations.
All right. Jess, great information as always. Thanks. Great to talk to you again. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
That's Jess Harweger, breast nurse, health nurse navigator at FHN. Breast Cancer Awareness Month now in October. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.